This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
That is the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Reformation line. That's the home of Providence. Outstanding AR-15s, outstanding parts. Go check them out. FranklinArmory.com. Okay, so I'm off my stroke. Let's just move on. Recently, I accidentally watched CNN, and there was a Chiron reading. Politics of hate, Trump using racism as a political strategy in new rhetoric. His hate crime was pointing out that Democrats have failed our inner city citizens and that leftist Pauls need to stop doing such a terrible job. Now, wouldn't you think that if he was actually such a racist, he'd be demanding the Democrats do even worse, assuming that's possible? But it's all just a bogus distraction, and making sense is not really a consideration. It's a lie to shut people up, specifically people who don't vote Democrat. Were you shocked to learn that you can't say that a manifest hellhole is a hellhole anymore, at least according to our moral betters in the media and politics? You have some Democrat politician who's represented his district for nearly four decades, and if you point out that it's a mess, the problem is the guy who says so out loud. Not the crime, not the poverty, not the rodent infestation. It's Donald Trump, president of the United States for 2.5 years. Who's to blame for the real crime, which is pointing out what everybody already knows? Except Trump don't play that. He calls out the elite and the inept members without fear and without apology. He speaks, if you'll pardon the hackneyed expression, truth to power. This is called accountability. This used to be something we did all the time, children, back in the 60s and 70s. And it's exactly what America needs from its ruling caste, what we need in the NRA, too, which is why it is exactly what the establishment wishes to put out of bounds. How dare Donald Trump, and by extension you, be so uppity as to demand that our exalted betters not fail at everything they do? Trump and you are not allowed to demand results. You're not allowed to demand competence. You are not allowed to demand integrity. What you're allowed to do is to sit there and take whatever garbage they hand you without complaint, with gratitude. You're not a citizen. You're just a serf. Well, at least that's what they want to convert you into. But neither you nor the avatar of your anger, Donald Trump, are going to accept that. Because this is our country. And all their lies about racism or whatever other bogus bigotry they try to label you with is not going to shut us up. What's amusing is how the criticism of Elijah Cummings' Little Slice of Hades is only tolerable because Trump said it. Intolerable. It's tolerable to me because Trump said it, but Trump's the only one saying that kind of thing. You know, that's what makes it tolerable to me. It's intolerable to the left. They're free to say it. After the tweet signing the Democrats' utter failure to serve the people of Baltimore and the resulting backlash against people criticizing its useless government officials, conservative Twitter took great delight in finding and tweeting countless prior narrative-busting stories of Democrat corruption, rampaging rats, and street crime in the left media, and even comments by the likes of Bernie Sanders. Everybody knows the sordid truth about Baltimore and the other Democrat-run big cities. In Los Angeles, which is a city I would love to visit, but, you know, you got homeless crowds in the streets littering the sidewalks with syringes and, you know, dropping last night's free meal whenever and wherever their hearts desire. The truth is out there. It's there for everybody to see. And the elite see it. They just want to prevent us from speaking it by branding it falsely as racism or some other sort of ism. They know that's a lie. They hope that you'll be intimidated anyway. But Trump isn't going to be. Are you? This demand that we forego speaking the inconvenient truth is a trend. We found out just a couple of weeks ago that we're not supposed to demand immigrants not hate America and Americans. And again, there's no debate about the truth of the statements themselves. Ilhan Omar hates America as much as she allegedly loves her brother. The elite knows it, and the elite knows you know it, yet the elite's tactic is to try to neutralize it by keeping you from saying it. They seek to create a social sanction for criticizing them. And this is Stalinist, which they would take as a compliment if they knew who Stalin was. Should we even bother noting that none of this applies when the leftists attack us? Some anti-Christian creep who hates every principle in the Constitution shoots up a gun-free zone, and that atrocity is somehow attributable to everyone who believes in the entire Bill of Rights, not just the rights that aren't there. This becomes the NRA's fault, as is Baltimore's crime wave, because shut up and submit. This is the same sinister strategy at work, the attempt to place what you and what you, at least half of America, believes outside of the bounds of acceptable discourse. There's a very simple answer to this, though, people. Very simple answer. You simply say no. They don't get to decide what truths may or may not be spoken. That's simply not going to happen. See, this is our country, and we will hold corrupt and incompetent government employees accountable. We will call out the ungrateful and the anti-American. We will stand up for our right to keep and bear arms. You progressives, you will hate us for it and you'll lie about us, but why would we care? You're going to do it anyway. Even if we were so inclined to submit, we could never submit enough. Even if you managed to eliminate all this kulak opponents, every leftist not-so-secret fantasy, as history and pinko Twitter blue cheeks tweets demonstrate, you would still need our memory to provide a scapegoat for your inevitable failure. Without us, you might have to explain why you've held sway in the big cities for decades, and it's only gotten worse. And we can't have that now, can we? The real reason Trump won and the reason his supporters stay loyal is that he sees the lies and he doesn't care. He doesn't concede your moral or intellectual superiority like those GOP establishment Frito-Con weasels do. He thinks you're garbage, and so he speaks the truth because he doesn't care what you say. And from now on, neither should we. If these Democrat-controlled bastions did a few easy things, if they encouraged the family to stay together, if they pushed some economic opportunity into the inner city, if they pushed some education into the city, if they tried to save the families in the inner cities, guess what? Crime goes down. Violence goes down. And the very ones that they get out there and they say they're the champion of, well, they don't mind if they kill each other. And you know what? When it's all said and done, when you look at that one simple fact and you're thinking racism or bigotry, there's the racism or bigotry. All Democrat owned. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at Franklin Armory.
FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Given that so much gun policy research is explicitly funded by a bunch of individuals that are hostile to our right to keep and bear arms, we're sort of skeptical when an academic decides to delve into the topic. But there are times when there are well-respected academics who have proven confident enough and competent enough to challenge the prevailing left-wing orthodoxy on gun control, such as the case with a recent piece by Northeastern University professor of criminology, law, and public policy, James Allen Fox. I should reach out to him and have him back on the show. And Harvard Kennedy School of Government Research Fellow Thomas Apt. In a July 23rd item for USA Today, Fox pondered out loud, well, not out loud, he wrote it, why a recent mass killing in Kyoto, Japan, did not garner significant attention in the U.S. media. July the 18th, a man entered the Kyoto Animation Studio and doused parts of the building with an accelerant and screamed, "Drop dead or die." The individual then set the building ablaze. The resulting fire killed 34 people and injured more than 30. According to a BBC report, the attack was one of Japan's worst mass casualty incidents since World War II. A reasonable person might have expected this kind of a heinous attack perpetrated in what is a notoriously peaceful country to get the attention of the press. But according to Dr. Fox, the Kyoto Animation arson killings didn't get much attention because we couldn't demonize guns. Comparing coverage of the Kyoto massacre to the March shooting in Christchurch, New Zealand, Fox noted U.S. newspapers and wire services featured the Christchurch massacre five times as much as the Kyoto mass murder. He went on to explain that a significant portion of these massacres are carried out with weapons other than firearms, and that it is the politics and controversy surrounding gun control that highlights mass shootings above the rest. This is academic for this, you know. What he's saying is, in short, if a mass casualty event doesn't fit a preconceived political narrative and policy prescription, the media does not consider it worth covering. Get it? So, in closing, he pointed out, whatever the reason, the lesser attention given to mass killings that do not invoke guns is disrespectful to the victims whose lives are tragically cut short. Is the crime any less serious if there are no gunshots? Are the victims any less dead? In fact, victims of burns, suffocation, or stabbing often suffer a much slower and painful death than gunshot victims. It is surely fruitless to assess the relative severity of mass killings on the basis of weaponry. Our sense of outrage and concern for the victims should be the same whether they died from a firearm or fire. James Allen Fox is not pro-gun. At all. At all. He's not pro-Second Amendment. He's not pro-gun. But he's long served as a voice of reason in the hysterical aftermath of a bunch of high-profile shootings. Since 2012, he's repeatedly made the case that common gun control proposals like universal background checks and semi-automatic firearm bans are unlikely to curtail high-profile shooting incidents. Notice he's never invited to speak at the Brady campaign or, you know, the Giffords Foundation or Bloomberg's. Then, in a 2018 research piece, he wrote, schools are safer than they were in the 90s, and school shootings are not more common than they used to be. And then he showed a bunch of concrete data for his conclusion that there is not an epidemic of school shootings, which, that, of course, pours cold water on the gun control policies advocated in the wake of school shootings. He noted, the thing to remember is that these are extremely rare events, and no matter what you can come up with to prevent it, the shooter is going to find a workaround. Then in July, in a piece in the Boston Globe titled, Democrats are skipping out on the most important gunfight of all, Apt took issue with the 2020 Democratic presidential field's approach to violence perpetrated with firearms. After citing some of their gun control proposals, like national gun licensing and semi-automatic firearm confiscation, he noted, the candidates are still failing to focus on what is simultaneously the most serious and most solvable form of such violence, shootings and killings on the streets of our cities. High-profile shootings garner significant media and political attention, but as he points out, urban violence accounts for the overwhelming majority of homicides in the United States. Moreover, this urban violence is highly concentrated and necessitates targeted strategies. What he's basically saying is that if we were like Japan, school shootings would have the same form of outrage as this firebombing that took place in Kyoto, because we would be overly peaceful. But he explains, because urban violence concentrates among a small number of people and places, strategies that target those concentrations tend to work best. In most medium to large cities, violent crime clusters around a few hundred individuals, a few dozen micro-locations known as hotspots. Less than 1% of a city's population, less than 5% of its geography, will generate the majority of its lethal and near-lethal encounters. Then he promoted a handful of targeted law enforcement and social policies that could alleviate the problem without resorting to gun control. Highlighting one problem with the effort to tackle gun violence, urban violence, he said, mass shootings account for less than 1% of all gun deaths annually, yet they dominate the debate on gun violence and distort the search for solutions. His recognition of this is not novel, but it is quite underappreciated. In a 2010 article for the Journal of Quantitative Criminology by Northeastern University criminology professor Anthony Braga, titled "The Concentration and Stability of Gun Violence at Micro Places in Boston, 1980 to 2008," this found recent advances in criminological research suggest that there is a significant clustering of crime in micro places or hotspots that generate a disproportionate amount of criminal events in a city. We find that Boston gun violence is intensely concentrated at a small number of street segments and intersections rather than spread evenly across the urban landscape between 1980 and 2008. So, there you have it. I mean, it's not. These guys, it's not that they don't support gun control. They just simply, and the gun control measure they support has more to do with their moral feelings. They support plenty of gun control measures. Universal background checks, semi-automatic ban. But the problem for them is that these things have been found to be ineffective. So while they support them, they still say they're not going to change anything. So maybe they could pay attention to that. Are you listening, Spartacus and Willie Brown's side chick? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas was treated very unfairly by the media.
But in the case of John, I really believe that he was being treated very harshly and very unfairly.
The president speaking outside the White House after a decision was made not to nominate Congressman Ratcliffe to be the next director of national intelligence. Now, as to if Republicans would have supported Ratcliffe, the president believes so.
Tell you what, I think he would have had very good support. The Republicans love John Ratcliffe, and I think he would have had very good support. Now, he wasn't in that world that much.
Investigators say the exact motive behind the Gilroy Garlic Festival shooting in Northern California may never be known. FBI profilers are continuing to comb through electronic devices and social media postings. They've also concluded that the 19-year-old acted alone when he opened fire last Sunday, killing three people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Homer's Odyssey hero, Achilles. He gained fame with his reckless attacks, and he was able to be this reckless because his vulnerability was small when compared to how big he was. And while the GOP continues to enjoy their strong base and enthusiasm, we also have an Achilles heel, which it's our Achilles heel is our lack of effective opposition research. In Virginia, Governor Northam exposed this weakness back in February when pictures of him from his medical school's 1984 yearbook emerged, naming him as a figure either dressed in KKK garb or in cliched and racist blackface. These pictures were first uploaded to 4chan, then they were picked up by a local paper before hitting national headlines. Northam had just won the gubernatorial position in 2017. Why did his opponent, Ed Gillespie, and his campaign fail to expose this before the election? If I were campaigning for office, and I was campaigning against the man who went to school in the deep south in the 70s or the 80s, one of the first places I would look for anything incriminating on an opponent would be a school yearbook. These pictures, which are available in a public library, time before the election, would have devastated Northam, who ran a campaign pandering for black votes. You've got to be willing. I from time to time, I'll get a call every now and again, or I haven't had one in a while, but I used to get them on a regular basis. And I would tell whichever candidate, whether they were for a sheriff or a senator or whatever it was, I would tell them, one, you got to do something to get away from the pack. Two, it's got to be outrageous. Three, it's got to be something you really believe. And if we were going to package it on gun control or gun rights, well, just getting out there and talking the kind of talk I talk every day would be considered absolute heresy to go that far, because, and especially to point out this kind of, you know, the weak points of your opponent. That's not sporting. Now, Ilhan Omar's recent national headlines also exposes failure of the GOP to conduct sufficient research into these candidates they're competing against for important positions. Patrick Kulikin, a writer for the Star Tribune, which is Minnesota's largest leftist newspaper, which first published documents to support the claims that Omar was married to her brother and also participated in immigration and tax fraud. Additionally, the documents showed that she used congressional lawyers to fix her fraud in the IRS. Kulikin says he first wrote about the allegations back in 2016, shortly after the DFL primaries. So why did her Republican opponent not run a brutal campaign exposing Omar and these allegations? The rumors were already established, yet the evidence wasn't uncovered until photos of her marriage license hit the Internet earlier this year. Said the attacks seemed baseless, were written off as Islamophobic, and had no sway on the election, where Democrats maintain a 3-seat majority for Minnesota in the House. Then there's Mike Cernovich, the journalist whose painstaking work exposed Jeffrey Epstein and helped turn Lolita Express conspiracy theories into actual charges about the exploitation of Representative Omar's growing popularity. Cernovich believes that it is actually in the GOP's best interest to have someone like Ilhan Omar filling Minneapolis' seat in the House. He says Ilhan Omar is a far-left-wing extremist. Democrats would never have appointed her as their spokeswoman. Trump and the GOP did to Democrats what they never would have chosen to do themselves. And he is right about that. They have they've been battling internally on whether or not to defend Omar when her statements or actions are widely criticized. This turbulent freshman congresswoman is no asset to the DNC, which, when she receives so much controversial media attention. Cernovich also said Republicans built Omar's brand by giving her direct attention, which in our media system leads to defense of her from left-wing media. The GOP believes rightly, in my view, that giving Omar attention will make her a de facto spokeswoman for the Democrats. Because Omar's far left, middle America will be concerned by the far left wing pivot. Omar will take the party too. Now, while most of the media are poised to appease the left, they are being actively trapped by Trump and the other Republicans to shine a bright spotlight on unsavory Democratic policymakers. There are millions of American voters who would never known about this Minnesota representative, but now her hateful rhetoric will move the quiet middle ground, which may not like Trump, but are more turned off by the ridiculous and insane alt-left. Omar will actually be a help to the GOP in major elections. While her seat is arguably one of the most Democratic states, it was not a lost cause for the RNC to seriously campaign in 2018. Even worse are the candidates who have filed to run for Omar's seat in 2020. One is a baby-voiced and possibly perpetually intoxicated woman named Danielle Stella. Only 2 days after her official launch, Democrats' own opposition research gave meat to the media when uncovering a pending felony for shoplifting hundreds of items from a Target. The only other declared candidate running against Omar is an independent, Christopher Kelly, a local police officer, who was disturbed by Omar's 9/11 comments. As of tonight, Kelly has no social media presence, and in this modern era, that's not a winning strategy. While many of the conservative voters out there believe that Omar's extreme views like free abortions for illegal aliens and sympathy for ISIS recruits will harm Democrats more than help, a few offered an opposing idea. Matthew Green, a local voter. He said this about the way the Republicans are handling Omar. She's like steroids. She might help the GOP right now, but long term, the attention will have harmful effects. I have to kind of agree with him. I believe that a platform with policies as wild as what the Democrats, you know, like AOC and Ilhan Omar promote, over time, this could become normalized. And the more people are exposed to them. What today we look at as far left could be the baseline for the Democratic Party in future elections, moving the scale for what we would consider moderate. Trump lost Minnesota in 2016 by less than 2%, and the GOP should have spent a little more time and resources in flipping the historically blue state red in the following midterm elections. But all it would have taken was some effective oppositional research and heavy-handed campaigning for the Republican candidates. You got to get mean about this, people. Even if Omar's insane rhetoric motivates conservative voters in 2020, it should have been her defeat in 2018. If the GOP fails to conduct effective oppositional research, Republicans are at risk for losing seats in both the House and the Senate in 2020. Like Achilles, they will fall with victory in sight. Opposition research. You gotta get it, and then you gotta exploit it. You have to exploit it until it hurts. When the other person starts crying, you continue to exploit it. When everybody says that's enough, then you double down and you exploit it some more. And then you win. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments.
In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true.
Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the AR 500 on the radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Back to Gil, right? Well, you know what? Before we do that, this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now, back to Gilroy. You know, this is the story that came out. A single suspect armed with some kind of rifle started shooting into a crowded local festival in California with a K. Several fatalities and many injuries resulted. Some injuries were caused by the panic stampede of attendees rather than from bullet impacts. Apparently aware that festival attendees were being wanded at the official entry, he got through a hastily erected fence in order to gain access. To their credit, the local cops were there, and, they reacted bravely, and they reacted immediately. Police moved in, identified the suspect, and quickly took care of business. Suspect was DRT. Predictably, Democrats are reacting by calling for immediate confiscation of all privately owned firearms. They always do. I'm not talking about that right now, though we've already been down that path. Here's what the rest of us should be thinking about. Number one, you never trust symbolic security. Otherwise known as security theater. Terrorists and other violent criminals will always find a way around it, as we see time and time again. Anytime you hear, don't worry, you're safe here, well, don't believe that. Number two, in our age of terrorism, significant risk attaches to attending public gatherings of any kind. That's just a sad fact. Those with political or religious themes are the most dangerous, but even generic garlic festivals are not safe as we see. So if you're going to a recital, a sporting event, a Greek festival, you know, you get what I'm saying. Three, the pernicious socialist lie that when you trade freedom for safety, someone else will protect you is believed only by naive fools. Number four, this cannot be said often enough, you're on your own. You should make personal security decisions accordingly. So, just a few thoughts on that. Coming out of Oregon. Well, let's start with a little quote from Benjamin Franklin. Dost thou love life? Then do not squander time, for that's the stuff life is made of. Coming from Ben Franklin. Yet we get yet another anemic excuse for indolence and non-productivity. The anti-gun state of Oregon will allow school students to take mental health days off, 5 every 90 days. But, of course, that will quickly be expanded to include all days. So, see, this is the—I guess this is the thought process. Sitting idle at home, rather than actively participating in school activities, now represents a cure for what are claimed to be mental health issues. What is little more than an aversion to work is being lauded by snowflakes as a societal advance. You can bet that other nations, far more serious about national survival, have scant tolerance for this kind of preposterous psychobabble. Evolution is not one way. The USA, along with the rest of what used to be referred to as Western civilization, is rapidly descending to third world level, only to dissolve into chaos soon after that happens. This precipitous descent is due to our having implemented public policies that reverse natural selection. Survival of the fittest, the creative and capable who produce and contribute. Instead, we now revile, denigrate, and penalize the productive and successful among us, job creators and innovators, fearless entrepreneurs who courageously advance our civilization and create honest wealth, all while endlessly revering and artificially supporting the willfully indolent whom nature at one time was compelled to stimulate into some form of minimal and reluctant productivity harshly. And still would, except for our interference. All done, of course, for the cynical purpose of promoting an ever-increasing percentage of our otherwise able-bodied population who are unchangeably unemployed and indeed unemployable. And the one thing at which denizens of the resulting ever-expanding, willfully unproductive underclass excel in is reproduction, which is due mostly to perpetual idleness. This is an inevitable result of our having attained a plateau of comfortable prosperity that has subsequently engendered the widespread delusion that an ecumenical government-encouraged aversion to work is somehow self-sustainable forever. Traditional values and critical thinking and common sense have been swept aside, and we've deluded ourselves into believing we can continue to borrow and print our way to perpetual prosperity. From the government, we get a bunch of politicians who represent themselves as Santa Claus, who appeal for votes exclusively from the permanently unproductive, the criminals, the illegal aliens, while simultaneously recruiting violent mobs to attack and harm and destroy the property of all who dare oppose them. And here's the most disturbing part of all. We have probably passed the tipping point beyond which the process can be reversed. Every time you take a helicopter flight, they have figured out where the halfway point is, and the halfway point is fuel. So you're only going to fly out so far, and then you're going to fly back so you can make it back. When you fly out too far, you're either going to have to set down away from, you know, where you need to be, or you're going to crash. And we may have passed that tipping point. As we go about our day, our world has become increasingly dangerous and violent. And all we can do is be individually prepared to deal with that violence should it come. One of the problems I have is I've been carrying a bunch of small guns. And probably tomorrow when I go out, I will not be carrying a small gun anymore. I'm going to probably shift over to the bigger platforms to have more ammo. Yeah. because our whole dynamic has shifted. I mean, if you don't see it out there, well, you're not paying attention. I myself know people right now who think it is perfectly allowable to procreate and stay at home and expect the government to take care of them. And in the meantime, while that government is willing to do that because I don't know what the calculus is. I don't know where they get out and say, well, you know, I probably won't have to worry about us running out of money anytime in my lifetime. But it will happen. That tipping point will be reached. And then we will become like a really well-dressed third world hellhole. And there will be quite a bit of chaos and quite a bit of upheaval and quite a bit of conflict. And the only ones that are going to be able to find their way out of all of that are going to be the ones that can go. Those that can do that, well, we'll see where we get with that. Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next, Kevin Brazel from something called Blackbriar Media. The gun media. We're going to talk gun media and the way it is today in the world with this. Not many people actually discuss this stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.